entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining Annie and I tonight is our very special guest, a show favorite, Cassandra Anderson, and we're discussing the UN's plan to acquire nuclear weapons and use them in a form of military blackmail against the rest of the nations on this planet. And we are now going through the four pillars the UN is using from a bottom-up approach. The nuclear card, I believe, is the top-down approach. This is the bottom-up approach. And we're on the topic of education. And Cassandra, I'll just finish that thought that I left our listening audience with going into the break. The two different forms of justice we see in what we call the free world is constitutional law and communitarian law. And the United States is the only country that still truly has any form of constitutional law, which means your civil liberties, although they are being eroded, but our civil liberties are protected no matter if you're in the minority or not. Hence the term democracy, as you said, is an inaccurate term. Now, in our fellow quote-unquote democracies, such as France, England, Germany, and so forth, you have what looks on paper like the same exact civil liberties, but they're not civil liberties because under communitarian law, your rights only exist as long as they're in the common, or as I like to say, the communist good. Who gets to make that call? Well, whoever is in charge of that government at that particular point in time and what their feelings are on what you're trying to do with your freedom. And one of the things that we're seeing happen in this country, in our government classes our kids are taking, in our history classes, is we're seeing more and more communitarian concepts being espoused as this is how it is. In fact, if you remember the landmark decision involving eminent domain, where previously in this country a public entity such as a government could not take private land and give it to another private entity. Now they can, as long as it increases the revenue for the public entity. And this is a communitarian concept of property law. This was the New London case. I believe it was 2004. And this has marked a huge departure in this country of application towards communitarian law. And this is what our kids are being taught. They come into my sociology class, Cassandra. I do my darndest within the curriculum to set them straight, but sometimes they're so brainwashed that they think this is really how it is, should be, and what the Founding Fathers truly wanted.
Well, yeah, it's very sad. In fact, you know, the plan to replace the Bill of Rights is with the Human Rights, the UN, I think it's Bill of Human Rights. I'm not sure I can look that up. But anyway, Article 29, you know, and it goes through and it lists all of these great things, you know, and it's like, yeah, absolutely, that's, you know, that sounds good. But, let's see, it's the Human Rights, the Declaration of Human Rights, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. And essentially, what it, Article 29 says that, you know, essentially, whenever the government wants to rescind these rights, it can. So, you know, I do not want to give up my Bill of Rights for that. So it's exactly what you're talking about, and it actually says it in the Declaration of Human Rights. And it's for the common good, the greater good, always.
You know, a lot of times, in fact, we actually have a section in our curriculum book in sociology, and they deal with economic, international globalism, our economics, our emerging globalism, and they popularly tout free trade. And so, you know, I'll get these 18, 19, 20-year-old young people that say, well, this is such a good thing. And I said, really? You think it's such a good thing that 60 to 70 and now 80% of our manufacturing is left and gone overseas? Wouldn't it be nice if you have an option to work at some of these places? We can come back from the break, Cassandra. I'm going to bring in you for your take on this and Annie as well.
The
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Joining Annie and I this evening. And Annie, I'm glad you're back on. She had some technical difficulties, but she's back with us now live. And joining us is Cassandra Anderson. And we've been talking about basically the UN's plot by hook or crook to take over the world. Before we rejoin Cassandra, I just wanted to mention and congratulate all of you that you guys out there are doing a great job of distributing our business cards. And yes, we still have those RBN business cards available, $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of that classic, Aaron Russo's From America, From Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or simply call us with a credit card. Make it easy on yourself, 9 to 6 Central, 1-800-724-2719. And keep up the great work of passing up those cards, because our listenership is going through the roof thanks to all of you who are distributing these business cards. Cassandra, let's go back to the education situation, too. One of the things that I'm seeing in education, I wanted to see if you came across this in your research, is that No Child Left Behind, which is an unmitigated disaster with SAT points basically falling by 30 points since they implemented No Child Left Behind, but it actually came out of the UN, and it was basically the Education for All initiative. Have you tied in the UN with the undermining of the American education system as I have?
I do know about that, but it's that's not my strong suit. But what I do know about that, about education, because I've read through, I live in California, and I've read through the global warming In 2006, the Global Warming Solutions Act was passed into law, and of course Schwarzenegger happily signed that. And in it, they talk about not only are they going for the kids in college, that they're going to teach them this unscientific nonsense that, you know, scandal after scandal has been disproven, but they talk about teaching it to children in grades K through 12, so kindergarten through 12th grade. You know, they're going to be learning collectivism and sustainability and global warming garbage.
Yes. I'm seeing a lot of evidence of that in the school system. It's interesting, too, and I need to really measure my words here, but I'm currently writing some curriculum for a couple of institutions, actually, and I submitted my first draft, and they came back and they said, well, global warming is not controversial. And I said, well, it sure the heck is. I mean, have you ever heard of Climate Gate? And so let's take a second and refresh our listeners' audience about what Climate Gate was and what that had to say about global warming.
Right. Well, global warming comes out of the Hadley Center, also known as East Anglia University. So all that bad science comes directly out of the UN, for starters. So that's number one. And the point and purpose, I researched what the origin of it was. And it was a theory that was floated around in the 1800s but didn't gain any traction. But it was picked up by Margaret Thatcher when she went into office because she wanted to be respected. And a globalist advisor, I think his name was Crispin Tickell, he said, well, you know, why don't you go with this global warming thing because politicians don't understand science, and this way we can get a lot of nations to group together and break down the power of the U.S. And so that's the UN connection to it. And, yeah, it's just, you know, and then ClimateGate, luckily, before ClimateGate, there were 30,000 independent scientists, not paid off by the UN and not getting their grants through the government that's all hooked in with the UN. They said that the global warming is not a problem and, you know, it's just weather. Essentially. And then later, ClimateGate came out, the big scandals with, you know, the emails between these people, you know, that wanted to hide the data. And it was in their own words, their own emails, undeniable. And they just gloss over it because, you know, tell a lie, tell it big enough, and keep telling it over and over, and people will believe it. And that's what we're up against.
Well, I think we're looking here at your fourth pillar of education as really being not the most dangerous, I think, but the most all-encompassing, because the education, control of education by the United Nations influences is not just happening with school kids. It's happening in a combination of these other sources we've been talking about, such as the media, and they keep pounding with it. And as the Nazis used to say, tell a big lie often enough, and pretty soon the people will believe it.
Right, that's what I was referring to, exactly, yeah. And it's just, so sick.
Well, we're going to take calls as we continue to process this concept as we roll through the night here, so let's go out to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Roger,
go ahead.
Roger.
Yes, I have a good question for you. Is there any possibility that the UN grab for nuclear weapons might be another black project to have defense capabilities for the elite for planetary defense?
Against what, Roger?
Exactly. Remember Reagan's comments about aliens uniting everyone? UN had nuclear weapons, it would be a great tool for population reduction if those weapons were only used to protect the elite from some threat.
It would be an easy false flag, too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, Dave, you and I had talked about Project Bluebeam.
Yes. Cassandra and I had one of those very interesting late-night conversations on the phone this week where imagination starts to take over and sometimes facts take a back seat. Yeah, but this is a fact. Operation Blue Beam is indeed a planned false flag operation to simulate, through whatever scientific means necessary and available, a false flag alien invasion designed to gain control of world governments. Don't laugh, folks. Don't reach for the tuner and change stations here. That is a real document, and it's been well discussed.
Well, I mean, it's easily provable, too, through history. You look at Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. People flipped out on that radio show. Who funded it? The Rockefellers. Who funded the UN? The Rockefellers. The same names keep coming up.
I'll let you get on to someone else. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, interesting interesting call, Roger. And, you know, maybe it is for planetary defense, but first, I think, Cassandra, before we look upwards, I think the UN is going to look out, and before they can do anything in terms of world government, enforce their world economic schemes, they've got to basically control nations that don't agree with them, and that means grabbing nuclear weapons.
Right. I'm glad that you brought up free trade a minute ago. I have a comment about that. It's not free trade at all. It's all regulated through UN treaties and arm twisting through the World Trade Organization, and a perfect example is genetically modified food. And who is the head directorate of the World Trade Organization? It's Rufus Yerxa, who used to work for Monsanto. You know, and if that's not a depopulation program, you know, Roger's question was, well, maybe they're trying to protect the elites or us, you know, with the consolidating weapons through the UN. They're not concerned about us. They want to kill us. You know, they're pushing dangerous genetically modified food on poor countries, and here in America, it's been here for decades now, and it's just sick. It's undeniable.
Annie and I have done a number of shows on the quotes from the global elite, including Dave Forstman, head of Earth First, where he's talking about reducing the global population to 100 million people, quote, by whatever means necessary. Let's go out to Lark, from calling in from Texas. Hi, Lark. You're on with Dave, Annie, and our special guest, Cassandra Anderson.
Well, hi. I wanted to drop a few words into the mix. When I think of the United Nations, I think that they are merely proxies for what I call British Israel. The United Kingdom, along with the Commonwealth of Nations, represents the largest voting bloc. And therefore, I certainly don't think they're a benevolent organization with altruistic intent at all. Now, regarding what your observation was, Dave, and communitarian law, free trade, globalism being promoted in the universities today. I wonder if you've ever determined if ASU is a member of Amitai Etzioni's communitarian network.
That I can't speak to, although I could find out with one phone call. But what I can tell you, the president of ASU is none other than Michael Crow, an emeritus member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, you know, other words that have been popping up in my research recently include words like syndicalism. And a syndicalist is a person who is a member of a trade union or a trade association. And it comes from the ideas of the communist. As we understand, communitarianism, along with communitarian law, is little more then capitalism plus communism equals communitarianism. And more and more I ask myself, you know, don't we all need to look in the mirror? All of us have become socialist today. We've become collectivist. And so you made a comment earlier about three Democrats who you regarded as traitors, and Cassandra too.
Well, I wonder. I got to hold her right there. I'm going to hold you over, and I'll let you finish your thought. But we're up against the break. We got to run to make some money, and we come back. We'll let you finish your question and let Cassandra respond. Hold on, everybody.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Trying to restore some sanity and common sense to the world. Joining us is Cassandra Anderson, and we held over our caller Lark from Texas. And Lark, sorry about those abrupt breaks, but go ahead and finish with your question.
Well, the purpose of my call is to just introduce a few words to the mix so that we can all, each one of us, listening, participating in this program today, look deeply into the issues of the day, and then look ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves where it is we may or may not be actually enabling what is happening in America. This is my real point. Now, when we talk about syndicalism and syndicalists, members of trade unions and associations and so forth, and then my remarks about collectivists, I had to realize that lawyers and attorneys are syndicalist. Medical doctors and nurses are syndicalist. Public school teachers and university professors are syndicalist.
Careful.
And it's a shocking revelation when you realize that as a collective.
Well, let me hold you right there. I think you're making a really good point that we have too many of the something-for-nothing crowd. They want something for doing nothing. I totally agree with you. We're too dependent on the government. But in my defense, there are people who are like me. I'm not the lone voice out here who has experience and has his hand in education. I have a textbook written by Daniel Hensley. It's for a Soc 101 class. And he gets into the notion of ecology environmentalism, by using phrases in a textbook like, it's okay to rape the earth as long as someone makes money on it. That's a quote. Well, before I allowed my students to read that passage on their own time, we took about 10 minutes of class time to go through and look for inflammatory, unfounded opinions, not based on fact. And they're all through this book, and this is so anti-capitalist, so anti-free market. So I think there are a number of us out there in education, but occasionally we do get drowned out by the publishing houses who put pressure on the university presidents because they're the ones who are being controlled by the UN. Cassandra, isn't that kind of the relationship you see too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, again, going back to the Reese Report, you know, they established a team of academics and you know, the money to fund these schools is predicated upon, well, but, you know, we want to have someone sitting on your board of directors and, you know, it's the part of the whole overall scheme.
Well, Cassandra,
I totally agree. Go ahead, Annie.
I wanted to ask Cassandra, what about this UN document that would give Mother Earth the same protection as human beings?
Oh.
You're not protecting human beings to start with, and the corporations, they're the ones that are raping the Earth.
I'm really glad you brought that up because that's it's a little bit complicated, but yeah, the way that I understand it was Morales, President Morales of Bolivia, he came out, there was a lot of action in Bolivia this week. He came out and made a law that bugs and leaves and things like that were on parity with humans. And then he, later in the week, there was the Mother Earth Treaty that he's proposing that would make all of Mother Earth, you know, the same, on the same level as humans. And so, you know, what that means is that, you know, human rights, you know, those get crumpled up and, again, thrown in the waste bin. And it's, you know, and the irony is that the corporatists behind it are, you know, behind pollution, real pollution, not global warming, real pollution. You know, they're also the ones that are in league with the, you know, members of the whole United Nations group that are pursuing this whole thing. And it really bothered me because I'm like, I was thinking to myself, well, President Morales, he's the first indigenous, you know, Indian leader in Bolivia, if not South America, but Bolivia for sure. And how and why did he sell out his people? Is he stupid, or did he sell out his people? Well, then later in the week, it comes to light that there's reports that he's going to nationalize all silver, zinc, and tin mines. So there's your payoff, you know. So he's
exactly
pushing this thing under the guise of, you know, let's save nature, but, you know, the reality is that, you know, the mines will all be state-owned and state-run, and, you know, he's just a puppet of the corporate controllers, you know, that are in league with the UN, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so it's just another way to steal our land.
Right.
And our resources.
Which
goes right into cap and trade, which I want to hit on after we go into the next break. Lark, I'll let you finish your thought, ask a last question, and then we got to scoot.
Very good. Other words I wanted to drop into the conversation is the word synarchy, which is a essentially a network of cabals and or secret societies, and I think that was probably what JFK was referring to when he was referring to secret societies. He's talking about a government, a secret government called the Synarchy. And you can do a search online to find that. And I'll leave it at that, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, great call, Lark, and thanks for calling in. Please call again. Cassandra, let's kind of tease the topic a little bit, because where global warming will end up, because we know it's a fraud. We know scientifically it can't be supported. Heck, even John Coleman had to leave the Weather Channel because he wouldn't accept this pseudoscience. But it's all going to end up in cap and trade and control of our energy. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about what that means and tie it back to the UN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
You hear that, George Soros? The American way. No, not the UN way, not the globalist way, the UN way. No, not the open media way, the RBN way. Anyway, joining us tonight, and having joined us tonight, is Cassandra Anderson. And we've been pleased and also shocked to talk about how the UN is attempting to acquire or is acquiring nuclear weapons, which they will someday use in nuclear blackmail. And we're also looking at the bottom-up approach of how they are basically trying to control everything. Cassandra, one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about is cap and trade. And cap and trade legislation was going through the Senate a little over a year ago, where it failed, but the plan is noteworthy. They wanted to reduce America's energy output to 80%. And I just want that to sink in to our listening audience before we go on. That means that you'd be using 80% less energy by the year 2020 had this passed. 80% less miles, 80% less TV, which would be a good thing, 80% less RBN, which would be a bad thing, 80% less on your oven, your heating, your air conditioning, every form of energy you use, an 80% reduction. And because the globalists can't get
their cap and trade, which they need to have, in their words, to save the world from global warming. They're now doing it by administrative fiat. And Cassandra lives in a state where this is already happening. So, Cassandra, tell our listening audience what's going on in California.
Well, there's the Global Warming Solutions Act that passed in 2006, and it's ready for implementation. It was held up in court. I'm not on top of that at this moment, but a couple of months ago, in February, it had hit a snag in court. But the idea is that cap and trade is going to be part of the program, and it's, you know, as you were saying before, by hook or by crook, they're going to get this done because they've spent decades putting all of these regulations into the system, and they are not going to give it up despite ClimateGate, and that it's not even true. It's all based on lies. And so they're doing that through state governments and local governments. Almost every local government has a sustainability department, you know, and sustainability rules or laws, ordinances, and but the biggest threat right now is the EPA. I can't remember. I think it was in 2007, the Supreme Court said under the Clean Air Act, which is a complete farce, that the EPA has the authority and the duty to regulate air pollution. Well, number one, carbon is not pollution, but the EPA says it is. And the Clean Air Act, this is really interesting, where it gained a lot of steam was through acid rain, which is a scam. You can look that up. And sure, it pits, marble buildings and statues, but it is not the cause of damage to lakes and vegetation. And that was proven in the 1980s, but again, tell the lie, tell it big enough, tell it often enough, Nazi, you know, thing, I think that was Goebbels, you know, people believe in acid rain, and it's not true. And so anyway, the EPA, you know, and the jewel in the crown, in their opinion, not mine, is the cap and trade scheme, and they've got a document that's 18,000 pages long that contains new regulations for global warming.
Well, I have something to say on the EPA as well, too. There's a clip out there on YouTube, and it's a congressional testimony from Ted Poe, who's a congressman in District 1 from Texas. And he just railed on the House floor, where he said that ClimateGate showed that global warming is a fraud, it's nonsense. But then he went to implicate NASA in something he called NASAGate, and he said NASA had communication with these East Anglia scientists, found guilty of fraudulent emails saying, how do we cover up the fact that the climate is actually getting cooler? And NASA had communication with this group. NASA, under the Freedom of Information Act, will not respond to requests to release these emails, even though they're public record. They have refused congressional subpoenas along this line. And speaking of the EPA, Cassandra, Ted Poe also informed his fellow congressman that the EPA is part of the problem, too, as he cited a case in which one of the EPA scientists wrote an article citing how global warming was not caused by CO2, therefore there's no such thing as man-made global warming, and they censored this scientist. And that's all from Ted Poe, right in Congress, which tells you even Congress has been rendered impotent on this issue.
Absolutely. And the EPA, it's, you know, it doesn't get more corrupt than that. It was created in 1973, and look at the monstrosity that it is. And these global warming regulations that are in effect now, many of them, they've done nothing but, you know, flush money down the toilet, cost people jobs, and, you know, what it's done to utility companies, it's just, it's a sickness, an absolute sickness. And I have one other
metaphor. Go ahead.
I have one other comment on the Clean Air Act. This is interesting to tie it back into the United Nations. The Clean Air Act, the upgrades, so-called upgrades, or let's call it a power grab, that came about in the 1980s and 1990s was spearheaded by Gene Likens. And Gene Likens, he's a scientist, also interestingly enough, when you look in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report put out by the UN, and this is the key to depopulation in that report, and it's over 1,100 pages, by the way, page 773, there's a study, and this book came out in the 1990s, but they cite a study from 1972, I believe, and Gene Likens co-authored it, and he says that 1 billion people are sustainable. So those are soft words for saying the planet needs to be depopulated by 85%.
And what a lot of these globalists say is by any means necessary. Let's go out to the phones and welcome Robert, who's been infinitely patient. Robert's calling in from Arizona. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Cassandra Anderson.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Annie. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Quick question here, or just a comment and a question, I guess it would be. We've all been compartmentalized in the society that we live in, okay? Everything has a structure that has been created by these Illuminists. We live in boxes, okay? We all do our daily jobs like ants in a hive. My question, I guess, would be this, is that there's a large majority of the population that is waking up right now. Okay, I would say probably the better part of 10%. 1% runs, if 10% is waking up, and you have, I would say, a better part of 80% for the sheeple. In the process of this awakening that we're going through right now, how do you see this unfolding? Because it always, the eventual outcome is, the way I see this, the eventual outcome is bloodshed. There's no, I don't see any other outcome or situation or resolvement other than bloodshed of these brutal dictators who want to rule the class of the middle class. This is worldwide, and I'd like to get your comment on that.
Well, my comment would be that G. Edward Griffin, an idea whose time has come, is, you know, when things get infiltrated, and these are not his words, but you infiltrate them back. So he calls it entering the power centers, and that's how these communists and globalists got control, was they went into the power centers. So if there were a support system that was organized, that's a big problem, is uniting and organizing and voting for the constitutional candidate and promoting that person, you know,
But can I interrupt? I mean, voting is irrelevant. It means nothing. These power elites hire voters to vote for whoever they want to be in power. So that's irrelevant. So the structure always remains the same. So my I'm saying is the outcome would be that the people who are in charge, who make these decisions, would end up basically putting themselves in the same situation, and the outcome that always has come out through the ages, which is revolution, war, death, and then a new alignment or an enlightenment, I guess I would call it. I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, the problem with that is that a revolution is something that's planned, and a revolt is reactionary. And with a revolt, it ends in, you know, either the same party comes back or something worse replaces it, as we're going to see in the Middle East. So that's the problem with going at it with bloodshed and war. It's not workable because they've got that covered. So it's a small chance to go into the positions of power, but that's the best chance, in my opinion.
Well, I can see your point of view on that, but weren't these dictators put into position of power to begin with by the ruling elite?
Yes. So if you understand the strategy and how they did it, and enough people are educated and, again, organized, then that's where you start.
Oh, okay. I understand. I've seen that point of view. But it's the common person who is not awakened, but it's figuring out, okay, this is what's going on. We know we're being ruled by this elite class of people who want to exterminate 90% of this planet. Well, 90% of this planet, as they slowly awaken, which I talked about the 10%, who like myself, who are awakened, are saying, okay, well, you know what? I don't want to be exterminated because I have value. I have worth.
Robert, let me jump into this because
sure.
The problem is knowing where to revolt, at what level. I mean, if you look at this, in fact, we talked about this on last week's show with regard to William Pollack's tape. He alluded to four power groups in the world. Annie and I named them. But we've got information that we think is credible that there are even a power source behind the four. So where do you start? So we go to Washington, we throw bricks at the Capitol. We're starting at one of the lowest level of power centers that you can talk about because presidents come and go. The bureaucracies they leave behind, like the CIA, the EPA, they last for generations. And then you have the Lord Masters who are really over the president because they control these agencies. And I'm talking about people like Schultz and people like George Soros.
Sure,
so at what level do you start? And let me finish one more thought. I remember I'm conjuring up images in my mind when Alex Jones was outside of Toronto and there was a Bilderberger conference going on and he was armed with nothing but a megaphone. And he went off and said, "We're not your slaves." And I'm thinking, Alex, well said, but you're armed with the wrong thing. If there was a moment to change world history, it might have been there. But oh, wait a minute. Those are just the generals. They're not the leaders. The problem with a revolt or rebellion is there's not a fixed target that we can aim at that'll really change things.
So what you're saying is we're lacking the sophistication to lead this. As a talk show host, as many as yourself and many others, Alex Jones, whoever you want to bring up, you're saying that we lack leadership in the 80% that need to be awakened in this process?
Yes, and that's largely because the 80% are asleep because they've been anesthetized by the mainstream media, which I, Cassandra, and Annie, and the other talk show hosts like ourselves, like-minded talk show hosts, are trying so hard to wake people up. But at the end of the day, I don't know that I think there's going to be world wars fought, but not by our hand. The globalists are going to decide when the next war is fought. But I think that honestly, if we want to see change, I believe what Gandhi said, we have to be the change that we expect to see in the world. And I think the change really has to start from bottom up. That doesn't mean that Annie and I don't come on here each week and try to educate our listening audience with quality guests like Cassandra and say, look, danger ahead. This is where we're headed for if we don't take a different direction. Yes, we can do some things in our daily lives to head off some of these influences. We need to educate each other. But at the same time, we have to be different people because we won't accept corruption if we're not corrupt. We won't accept murderous ways if we're not willing to look the other way. We've got to be better human beings. That's where I think the change really has to be centered.
Can I jump in too? When people ask me what to do, I always say take care of yourself first. That always has to come first because you can't help anyone else unless, you know, you're healthy and fit and able to do something. Then the second thing, local action really does have an effect. You know, if you look at that the councilman in New York, he came out and he said, "Why, fluoride, that's like the government poisoning people. I'm going to get rid of that." You see? So it does, it's I think that as Dave was saying, starting, you know, from the ground and then moving up, I think that's really the only way because that's where we do have actual power because we can look at them eye to eye. And it's that they're not appointed bureaucrats, you know, the elected officials. They're not all appointed bureaucrats. And, you know, you can hold their feet to the fire a little bit more. It's much easier for me to go to a city council meeting than to fly to D.C. and try and get an appointment with Obama, you know, and that's where I'm going to have more effect is locally.
That's a good point.
Okay. Robert, thanks for the call. We need to scoot, but Cassandra, I couldn't agree with you more. We're right up against our last break of the show, but I just wanted to say this before we go into break. I'm not implying that we shouldn't fight the good fight, and I do agree with you that local action is much better than global action or even national action.
Well, and then take it up to the state level, because the state, that's where the real power is, the 10th Amendment. That's the absolute real power. And, you know, but the, so many of the states are corrupt, so that's why I'm saying start smaller, start local, and then, you know, bring it up from there.
But, you know, the way that I see this whole paradigm is when you look at the globalists, what they say, what they do, the wars they start, the millions that they cause death for, the millions they displace beyond that, these people are nothing but pure evil. And evil attracts evil. And we come back from the break, I'll get your reaction to that, and we'll put a wrap on this. For me, it's been a most entertaining interview. Stay tuned, everybody. See you on the other side.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our special guest this evening has been Cassandra Anderson, quickly becoming a show favorite. And just thought I would mention this, and I'll say this directly to Bob from Nevada or Bruce from Ohio or whatever the heck you're calling yourself these days. We're on to you, and no, we're not going to let you on the air, except one time when Annie and I have an open segment, we will let you call in. I'll let you have your say, and then I'll promptly discredit you. We were warned, and I should say this to the listening audience, by Sandra of RBN. She sent an email to all the hosts talking about disruptors calling into the show en masse, pretending to be somebody from somewhere they're not, and attempting. But fortunately, our crack producer this evening has taken a bullet for the show and has successfully screened this small group out. But, you know, one of the things, Andy, and you know this as well, too, you and I have talked about this before, that there are paid people to call talk shows to disrupt them. We actually had that as a news item a few months ago.
Yes, there certainly are, and they don't quit.
Well, we're having them here on RBN, but you know what? I'll let this one Bob the character in at some future date. I'm not going to do it when we have a quality guest like Cassandra. But, Bob, I'll let you have your say, and we'll let you espouse your hate, and then we'll promptly... you know, expose you for what you are. Anyway, our special guest has been Cassandra Anderson, and we've kind of been all over the map with regard to the UN, but the UN has lots of plans for us, so it's not an easy topic to cover. I suppose the most disturbing thing, Cassandra, that I've heard, and I think the most groundbreaking thing that I've heard tonight, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, is the fact that the UN is acquiring nuclear weapons, certainly at minimum to blackmail us, at maximum to use against us.
Please get out your website.
Oh, it's Morph City, M-O-R-P-H-C-I-T-Y, morphcity.com. And thank you so much for having me, Dave, and great to talk to you again, Annie. I really appreciate being able to have a platform to get this information out, because I think it's important. And, and you know, it's the intelligent conversation is just always such a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank
and Cassandra,
you.
Anytime that you come across a topic like this with your great research skills, you'll always have a place here on the Common Sense Show. And we appreciate so much you joining us, and I know it won't be long until you join us again.
Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Cassandra Anderson. Annie, let's talk about next week. We're not going to be here live next week, but we are going to have a replay. We want it to be a quality replay, and so I'm going to open it up to you people out in RBN land and email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com and vote for your favorite show that you'd like replayed. I'm going to send an email to our board ops Monday evening, tomorrow night, 24 hours from now, selecting the most popular one that the listening audience has requested. And I think, Annie, we've had some great guests on, including Sandra Anderson, and I think they've got a lot to choose from. But I want to encourage our listening audience to continue to distribute those RBN business cards, because this is so important, because we are having an impact. The fact that these cretins and morons are calling into all our talk shows on RBN and attempting to disrupt the show says we indeed are having an effect in the name of freedom. And you know these people are paid, and we probably know who they're paid for ultimately, or paid by ultimately. And as long as we're having an effect, we can wake people up, and if we wake enough people up, perhaps we will get the change that we so desperately seek. Anyway, next week is Easter, and from my perspective, it is the most important day of the year, because no matter how things go in our fight against these evil globalists, we have hope, because fellow Christians, you know how this is going to end. And Andy and I will be back live in 2 weeks. And right now we're working on a couple of different guests, but let's put it this way. You won't be disappointed, and it will hopefully be as equally as groundbreaking as tonight's show was. And Andy, I want to wish you a very nice week off, and a very deserved week off. And thanks again for your great contribution. And we'll be back with our new segment in 2 weeks. And I hear the music, and folks, it's time to say goodnight. So go out and have a great week. God bless, and take care of each other.